Page 81. Thor's Wedding, Part 2. But Freyja did not do as she was told.
Cheer up. Cheer up. You must have lost what's left of your tiny little mind, my big brutish friend. If you think I'm going to wed a giant, then you've got another thing coming. You've lost your hammer 8 miles under. Well, here's my advice to you. Start digging.
Then she took off her mighty necklace, the wondrous work of the dwarves who live beneath the ground, and lashed the thunder god with it. Something had to be done. The far-famed gods and goddesses came to a council to decide. There spoke Heimdall, widest of the gods, the sleepless watcher of the world. He knew the future well, and his advice was always worthy of attention. This is what he said.
Thor, take the bridal veil. Set a pretty cap upon your head. Choose a long dress with flowers and precious gems embroidered into its hem. Let Freya's necklace, the wondrous work of dwarves, shine upon your breast. Now, come on, Thor, my boy. Why these angry scowls and growls? Cheer up for today. You shall wed Thrym, the king of giants.
I shall not be unmanned,
thundered Thor. When the far-famed gods and goddesses finally stopped laughing, Loki stepped forth and declared,
Thor, don't you see? The deception will be a fine trick to play in Thrym the thief. If you agree to this, then I shall dress up as your bridesmaid and stand by your side on your big day. If you do not agree, then, my friend, the giants will soon be here in Asgard, wielding the mighty hammer against us and smashing down the walls of this very palace.
Thor saw that he must go along with the plan, for in times of trouble, the gods help one another. He took the bridal veil. The goddesses set a pretty cap upon his head. Freya chose a long dress for him with flowers and precious gems embroidered into its hem. Then she placed her necklace, the wondrous work of dwarves, around his neck so that it shone upon his breast.
Truly, you are the loveliest bride I ever did see,
swore Loki. Then he too dressed as a maid. Together they left the land of the gods and reached the realm of the giants. Thrym saw the bridal party on their way. He called out,
Giants, set out the benches and the tables for a feast. I have many goats and sheep, a multitude of black-eared oxen, chests brimming with jewels, and every possession that a giant could delight in. But one thing I lack, the beautiful Freya for my wife. Now they are bringing her to be my bride. Giants, rejoice! This shall be our wedding day.
The giants brought giant quantities of drink and food. Thor alone ate an entire ox, ate salmon and all the dainty little dishes that were set out for the women. He washed down his food with 3 barrels of mead. Thrym marveled at such appetite.
Whoever saw a bride with such a greedy gobble, a bite so big, and a thirst so unquenchable?
Quick as flash, Loki the bridesmaid replied,
So excited was she, waiting for her wedding day to down, that she did not eat or drink in 8 whole days.
Oh, what a sweetheart! Let me give her a kiss,
declared Thrym, and he lifted up the bride's veil. Thor glowered like a sky that was about to break into a storm. Thrym stepped back startled.
What bride ever had eyes so red, a brow so furled, and lips so drawling?
He asked. Quick as a spark, Loki the bridesmaid replied.
So excited was she, waiting for her wedding day to down, that she did not sleep in 8 whole nights.
Oh, what a sweetheart,
declared Thrym.
Bring Mjolnir, the hammer of Thor. Lay it on the bride's lap so that the high priest may bless our wedding.
At last, this was something that made the heart of Thor rejoice. As soon as the priest returned his hammer to his lap, he threw off the bridal veil, the pretty cap, and the long flowing dress, and around his head he wielded the weapon, killing Thrym and every giant who stood in his way. So ended Thor's wedding day, fortunately, before he was actually wed. Another time, he married Sif, the goddess of the golden corn, whose long hair Loki once stole as a trick.